Thank you for tuning into Valley Playwright Mentoring's Holyoke Troupe, a program of PT Theatre Company. You're about to listen to a piece called Strong Emotions and Coping Skills, where the teens in our group share ways they navigate around strong emotions. We hope you find it useful.
How do you guys process complicated emotions? Like, how do you deal with something that presents itself that was unexpected? You know, like, for example, when I heard you talking, the first thing that I came to mind was like, oh, she probably has like pretty girl problems, because, you know,
me too. I thought the exact same thing. Like, oh, you know, it's the pretty girl problem.
Pretty girl problems where, like,
everyone's jealous because you're pretty,
right? Yeah. And it's like, then you have all these issues, and like, do you have any tools that you use to process those things when they are really sudden and onset, so you don't have to like lash out and react?
Nah, I crash out. I'm sorry. I just be crashing out.
Honesty. Same here. No shame of it.
I talked to my therapist. I love her. She does help me with a lot. And I know some people don't believe in therapy, but it really does help to just talk to someone about things that are your problems and like only seem like problems to you that may not to others. Mm. But like, as a therapist, they like understand your perspective in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the advice they give you is really helpful to me personally. So I talk to my therapist and talk to my parents sometimes.
Do you have any ways to like kind of cope through it so you don't have to react in certain ways?
Like coping skills?
Yeah. Do you have any?
I think so, but I don't use them right in the moments of those. It's when I'm just like, just in like whole entire panic mode about that, I just like cry. I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, like, and then like when it comes to that, I just honestly just share myself, share how I feel, share like who I miss and all of that stuff. I just let my heart go free. Mm-hmm. I just gotta let my words go all out.
Stay in my bed. My bed's my comfort space. I have my favorite teddy bear, my $90-something teddy bear that I bought myself.
Girl,
it's a Build-A-Bear.
A Build-A-Bear.
So I just really just stay in my room. And then I also like to hang out with my friends because then it distracts me.
So what do you do when you can't hang out with friends and be distracted?
I stay in my room.
Not I. I don't know that. I just be crashing out, guys, like I said.
You just spaz out.
Yeah, I'll be fine after I spaz out.
So no, it's like
that's my coping mechanism.
Yeah, that is a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
How do you deal with things when they're presented to you and like you don't want to like, you know, lose your on someone? And
I'm kind of a petty person. If I'm mad, right, just slap you or text you. Like during break, my sister tried waking me up with a cup of water.
And then she tried to pour it on you.
Yeah, like my older sister.
What? Wait, how old are
you? She's like 22. Like,
that's funny. Trying to pull a prank.
She walked out my room and went back to the living room and acted like everything's okay.
I would do that.
That man woke up.
I had ice and water and I threw it right back at her because you're not throwing water at me.
As you should.
At school, I like take it internally. If someone hurts my friend, I will like try to say something back at them. But if like something is presented at me that makes me want to like punch someone, I take things internally and it hurts for years.
My whole friend group would bully them for the rest of the year.
What?
If someone says something bad about one of us, our whole friend group will bleed the person for the rest of the year.
We'll say so much stuff and they'll stay quiet.
That's real friendship.
It's so funny when like there's that one person and then like now everyone's
the whole
starts,
group don't like
it. Yeah, it'd be satisfying. It'd be satisfying when they walk by and we all just look.
Or if they do so much, we go up there and confront them.
Yeah.
How do you process?
It's usually isolation. I usually distance myself towards you. I make like at first like I talk to you about it, how I feel, and then later on like I look at you like I start peeping the signs. Mm-hmm. I smoke again. Mm-hmm. Then I distance myself from you, and then it's like I never existed.
So yeah, thank you for all your sharing and vulnerability. Appreciate y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see you back soon. Thank you for joining
us. Bye.
This recording was produced through the facilities of Holyoke Media.